Well, hello, folks. It's the morning of the election. By the time you watch this, I'm probably headed over to Swindon to meet up with the old Lotus Munchers for their coverage. But I have to give you my final words before I set out three indicators that Trump will win. And in this video, I'm going to double down on all my predictions, quadruple down, quintuple down, because, in this game, in the game of political predictions, in the game of political punditry, you better go big or go home. And I'm going big, friends. I'm prepared to have all the egg all over my face because if you don't risk anything, you don't win anything. I'm going big. I'm staking my reputation as a political pundit on all of this. Three indicators that Trump will win. First of all, I have to remind everybody what I've been saying for the past 2 years. Especially if you're new to this channel, okay? OG Roland Rat is me on Twitter. Some people know that, some people don't. Frankly, I don't care. I'm feeling bullish today, friends. So, what have I been saying for many, many months now? Going on 2 years, okay? For Trump will happen. That is, there'll be a significant uptick in the number of black voters for Trump who looked at the Georgia mugshot, they saw themselves, and they thought, I'll vote for Trump. Second, Trump won't go to jail. Blue Anon will be blue balled constantly. Woo-hoo! Two for two. Number three, the regime want Trump. Number four, Harris is a jobber. Number five, and you can watch my video on that, Kamala Harris jobber, where I explain all of my thinking there, okay? Number five, woke will be put away so white boys can die in their wars. And also because, as per David Baddiel, Jews don't count. And also, I'll refer you to this tweet I made on July the 22nd, where I summed up a lot of my thinking as well. I said, my time is short. The USA is an oligarchy run by billionaires who like Israel, not the media, not the left, not the cathedral. Billionaires, specifically billionaires who like Israel. Number two, the regime want Trump since number one, those billionaires switched horses and pulled the rug from Biden for his criticism of Israel. Number three, Kamala Harris is a jobber, a pure jobber who is there to lose. Number four, Ukraine will be plunged down a sinkhole with the memory of Biden. As I've said, for 12 months plus, USA has been done with it for a while. Number five, blatant coup, by the way. I was talking about when Harris replaced Biden. This was the day of that. Undignified for 81 million vote Joe to drop out via tweet, not press conference, two-bit gypsy Dem move. Number six, post-Harris power will discipline the Democrats to be less of a shit show. And number seven, American commentators who miss these points are at this point part of the kayfabe and or paid partisans. That is, they are doing politics, not doing value-free analysis and political observation, which is what I do here on this channel. Truly neutral, value-free, friends. Many observant leftists can see it, by the way, so why can't you? Okay, that's my setup. Now let us go through those three indicators. Oh, and I have to share this with you. I tweeted out Kamala Harris is the worst president ever to run for president, and then the Telegraph published Kamala Harris is the worst candidate for president in American history, which was just funny. Anyway, let's get to those three indicators. Are you excited, friends? It's the big day today. Ooh, it's like the Super Bowl. Everybody's excited. Get your popcorn. Oh, it's so exciting. So, three indicator areas. Number one, betting markets. Number two, the actual markets, also known as pricing in a victory for one or the other. Okay, who's going to win? How are the markets? The city, Wall Street, London. How is it all going to respond? And number three, regime mood music. which requires a certain amount of expertise in being able to pass the media. I'm good at that. Everybody else is, frankly, terrible at it. That's why you watch me. Forget about everybody else. They are amateurs. There's only one in this game, and it's me. Okay, so let's go through these indicators, and we're going to see, are they pointing towards Trump or are they pointing towards Harris? I think all of them are pointing towards Trump, spoilers, but let's take a look at my thinking. So on the betting markets, now these aren't in and of themselves, you know, the strongest indicator, but put with the other two, they all point in a certain direction, okay? And the difference with betting markets is they have money behind them. You know, they're actual bets that people with huge amounts of money are making. And as we can see on Polymarket, as things stand, of the day I'm recording this, which is the 30th of October, we're looking like this, 67% for Trump, 33% for Harris. In fact, 95% of all bets last week were placed on Trump. So, you know, people are going pretty big for Trump at a rate of about two-thirds to a third, okay? So now let's have a look at the actual markets. Now, this is more important, and let me explain why it's more important. The regime ultimately is a regime run by merchants for merchants, okay? Merchants require something called stability and a reasonable amount of predictability, okay? They need to know what's coming. The regime requires a certain degree of stability. So they can't really go into this situation where Donald Trump, this threat to democracy, as they've been saying for the past 8 years or whatever, you know, is going to overturn everything, you know, and all hell breaks loose. So if that was the narrative, if that was genuinely the narrative the regime were going for, and they really thought Trump was going to win, the markets would be going absolutely crazy. We saw with Liz Truss how the city can basically replace a leader, a world leader like Liz Truss, with the coup that we saw a couple of years ago. So anyway, that is why the markets are important. What are they saying? Well, Citadel's Griffin says the expectation is that Trump wins the US vote. So the city, basically, Bloomberg, are telling us, thinks Trump is going to win. Prediction. Here's what will happen with the stock market if Donald Trump wins, by Keith Spates at The Motley Fool. Okay, Motley Fool is an investing website, if you don't know it. And surprise, surprise, what are they saying there at Motley Fool? There could be a short-term surge on the S&P 500. That is, the markets are going to respond positively if Trump is the president. Surprise, surprise, he is a capitalist, he is a billionaire, he is pro-business. So, of course, Wall Street is going to respond positively towards that versus Kamala Harris, who is seen to be less friendly to business as the left-winger. You know, not rocket science. They also say that, you know, this surge on the S&P 500 could be a sugar rush, and that many investors may choose just to follow what Warren Buffett is doing, because he is, you know, notorious for going the other way. When all the market's going one way, he goes the other, and that's why he's a very rich man. Okay, but anyway, basically the bottom line is Trump is not a threat to Wall Street. Trump is not a threat to the stock market. In fact, it's probably going to go up if he comes in. Okay, so Trump is not going to damage the stability of America by becoming the president again. Okay, and another huge indicator is that we have a direct order from one of those billionaires I was talking about, Jeff Bezos, who vetoed the Washington Post plan to endorse Kamala Harris, according to many different reports. The Washington Post was going to endorse Kamala Harris. Bezos intervened. The Washington Post stayed neutral, refused to endorse anybody. Pretty strong indicator that Jeff Bezos, one of the most rich and powerful and influential people in America, the owner of Amazon thinks that Trump is going to be the president. Pretty strong indicator. We've also seen similar quote unquote neutral stances from people like Mark Zuckerberg, who in 2020, of course, helped with the fortifying the freest and fairest election ever back in 2020. He's not doing that this time. He's taking a stance remarkably like Jeff Bezos is, other billionaires, you know, Jamie Dimon, Elon Musk, et cetera, have come in pretty strongly behind Trump. And also another huge indicator, the Financial Times Regime Central, by the way, tier one regime publication. If you go back to my video, how to pass the media, how to pass the media and pass the regime. If you find that video in my back catalog, I talk about the different tiers, right? There are some publications like Vox, for example, that is low down. It's basically a piece of filth on your shoe. There are some publications that are basically regime central. The Economist, the Financial Times, Bloomberg, the Times, the New York Times. This basically tells you, you know, the Atlantic, the New Yorker magazine. These are basically like telling you what the regime is thinking. And the FT here is saying the EU races to prepare for a Trump win. Basically, they're expecting Trump to win and they're making preparations for it one way or the other. Regime mood music now. So now we're going to go into analyzing the actual headlines, looking beyond the headlines to what is the subtext? What is the journalist trying subliminally, subconsciously to tell you? Okay. Now, this is going to be some next level analysis, folks. You won't get this anywhere else. You won't get this at The Blaze. You won't get this at Lotus Eaters, unless I'm on the panel. You won't get this on bloody Tim Pool or anywhere else. You'll get it here, because I'm number one. Okay, so, yeah, just as I was saying, how to read the media and pass the regime, that is a video that I recommend that you watch. It's quite a long one, but I go through a lot of what I think about how to pull apart and read between the lines of what the media is trying to tell you. But nine times out of ten, the media will just straight up tell you what's happening. Here is the Atlantic tier one regime publication, how the Trump resistance gave up. This year's nothing like 2020, and a collective sense of resignation might make all the difference, by Franklin Foer. Basically, we're not going to bother this time. They just tell you. Regime doesn't play 4D chess. They're not these kind of next level 150 IQ thinkers. They're very straightforward and they just tell you what's happening nine times out of 10. That's why people be like, oh, yeah, you called that. How did you do it? I just read the news. Nine times out of 10, you just read the news and they just tell you what's going to happen. Here, they're telling you, well, we've given up. Back in 2020, they were gearing up for the steel narrative, if you remember. They literally talked you through how it's going to look like Trump is going to win early, and then a ton of late votes are going to come in for Biden, and Trump is going to claim that Biden cheated. Right? They literally told you word for word, step by step. I remember watching it on the BBC a week before the election. They prime everything. The media always primes you for what's going to happen. They have to do this because the regime needs stability. Everybody needs to know what's about to happen. This is the regime saying, listen, Trump is going to be the president again. We've basically given up. We've come to peace with it. The resistance is over, guys. We're telling you in the Atlantic. Here's a thing called Bettridge's Law of Headlines. This is an adage that states any headline that ends in a question mark can be answered by the word no. Right? So if it's a closed question that can be answered yes or no, the answer is always no. Right? You got it? A closed question, you can answer it yes or no, but the answer is always no. Here we can see a number of different headlines. Could feral 25-year-old win the US election for Kamala Harris? No. Harris rocketed into the race, but can she defeat Trump? No. Can Kamala Harris beat Donald Trump? No. Can Kamala Harris beat Donald Trump? No. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, every single time Kamala Harris comes up in a headline like this, it is always phrased in such a way, can she beat Trump? And the answer is always no. Note, it is not, can Donald Trump beat Kamala Harris? Which really it should be, because Kamala Harris is the incumbent as the sitting vice president. She is the incumbent. But it's not phrased that way round, is it? Now, when it comes to this, you have to note that it has to be top line tier one. Like I said, FT, New York Times, BBC, you know, these are regime mouthpieces. So those journalists are classy enough to know these kind of little games that they play. Can't be some intern working for some two-bit organization. It has to be the tier one regime. And as you note, all of these are phrased, can Kamala Harris beat Donald Trump? Answer, no. Now, note, when they talk about Trump, it's not a question anymore. It's an open statement. What a second Trump presidency would mean for the world, by Chatham House. You want to talk about regime central, friends? Chatham House is the regime. Bloomberg, again, regime central. Sell stocks if a Trump win drives a rally, city strategists say. Newsweek, Donald Trump's chances of winning rise after Joe Biden's garbage remarks. NDTV, world's most accurate economist, predicts Donald Trump win in US election. Telegraph, what a Donald Trump win would mean for your money. Note, all of these are pointing in the same direction. Looks like Trump's going to win. Here's what's going to happen when he wins. It's basically priming, setting you up. Here's what it means for your money. Note, there are basically no articles, and I looked, saying, oh, what's going to happen when Kamala Harris becomes the president? What does that mean for your money? How is your firm going to go about planning in the, you know, in a month's time when Kamala Harris is the president? There are no articles like that. It's always, can Kamala Harris overcome her shortcomings and beat Donald Trump? No. And that, and you understand why they do this, right? The elites need to tell each other what's going to happen. It doesn't matter what the votes are. It doesn't matter what the polls say. It doesn't matter what the Joe on the street thinks. These things are decided already. Trump is going to win. And if he doesn't, then this video is going to look pretty stupid in a couple of days. But, you know, like I said at the start, if you don't take a stand, you'll never be anyone. So the three indicator areas. Number one, the betting markets are for Trump. Number two, the actual markets pricing in are for Trump. And three, the regime mood music is basically strongly signaling it's going to be Trump. So there it is. God knows what I'm going to say tonight, because I don't care about the polling. I don't care about what people think. I have my views on this election. Harris is a jobber. Trump is going to win. And if that doesn't happen, then I will just say it's gone completely against the run of play. And it will be a swerve, what we call in wrestling, a swerve. Don't see the regime doing that. Regime never swerves, never plays 4D chess. It's always completely straightforward. Anyway, see you on the Lotus Eaters later on. I'm going to go and get some kip and buy some courses. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.